This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Pierre Moscovici is the French finance minister. He's part of the socialist government of François Hollande, who was elected last year on the promise of more growth and less austerity. Mr. Moscovici joins us now from Washington. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So you recently revised down your outlook for the French economy to just 0.1% growth this year. So I want to start by asking you, what is wrong with the French economy right now?
I don't think that's the right question. The right question is, what is wrong with the Eurozone economy? Because the problem is that Eurozone is the place where we live. It's the countries which we exchanged the more. And the difficulty is that the Eurozone is going to have the second year of a recession. And it's very difficult for a country like France to grow when its own environment is weak. So the question is, how can we all together, Germany, Italy, Spain, and furthermore, the European Union countries, strengthen our growth and grow together? This is the question for France. How to make the structural reforms internally in order to have a stronger economy, to have a better situation for the business, for the firms, and also how to cooperate better between us in order to have a stronger growth.
Well, so do you think that that's a benefit or a bad thing, that you're sort of tied to the rest of the economies of Europe?
Neither a benefit, neither a problem. That's just the reality. We decided more than 50 years ago to unite our destinies through the European Union. And 70% of our trade now is dedicated to internal exchanges in the European Union. About 15 years ago, we decided that we would have a single currency, the euro, which is a strong currency and now a very important currency in the world, the second more important after the US dollar. Well, what we must do now is again to grow together, to develop our capacities, and also to encourage competitiveness. That's what we're doing in France. What I believe is that by the second half of this year, 2013, we would be capable to regain growth. And then in the years to come, 2014, 2015, to have a much stronger growth. If I look at the forecast, which I presented yesterday, my forecast for 2013 and 2014 are the same as the European Commission's forecast,
right?
0.1% in 2013, 1.2% in 2014, and then afterward we can reach a 2% level of growth for the years after, which is, I think, the minimum in order to recreate hope and to strengthen our economy.
Well, one of the things that outside observers have said is that austerity is hurting you. And I wonder, your government ran against the idea of austerity, but you are proposing tax increases and spending cuts.
We are a serious government. We are leading a serious policy. And I think that reducing deficit is of common interest. A country with a higher debt is a weakened country. Every euro which is dedicated to finance our public debt is a euro lost for economy or public services. This is why we must fight indebtedness and fight it strongly. And this is why, too, because debt is composed of several deficits, we must reduce our deficit. Fiscal consolidation is a necessity, but we must not add recession to austerity, austerity to recession. And this is why we'll go on reducing our structural deficits in 2013, 2014, and until the end of the mandate of Mr. François Hollande in 2017. But at the same time, we will sustain growth. And this is why we won't obey some pre-existing rules, which should have led us to have a deficit of under 3% in 2013. If we did so with the slow growth which you mentioned a minute ago, then we would have put our own country into recession. I don't want it. We don't want it. And this is why we're going to reduce in a clever way the structural deficits in the year to come.
Well, there's been a lot of debate about what exactly is the right balance of debt to GDP. What do you think it is? What would you like to get it down to in France?
We want to reach an equilibrium in structural terms in 2017. We want to go on with the reduction of deficits. We want to have our public debt start to lower after 2015. And at the same time, we want growth to be improved. And this is the right balance which we need to define between fiscal consolidation, again, a necessity, and sustaining growth, which is indispensable. You know, in Europe, facing this hard situation, people wonder and look at the Eurozone and say, how can you recreate some hope?
Yeah.
We have a shared discipline, and that's positive, but this discipline must not be a punishment.
When do you think the euro crisis is going to come to an end finally?
Well, we have solved the most important problems in the Eurozone. When I came first here in the U.S. 1 year ago with President Hollande in order to meet President Obama in the White House, the problem was, is the euro going to exist in 1 year from then? And 1 year after, we solved the problems in Spain, in Italy, in Greece, in Cyprus. We don't have that kind of problem. So we reached stability. The question is that we have no more a crisis of the euro, but we have a crisis in the eurozone. And this crisis needs a shared and strong growth agenda. That's what we're looking for. That's what France is pleading for or advocating for.
There's sort of a caricature, I'm sure you've heard about it, of Europe in the United States, that sort of workers in Europe take a 2-hour lunch and they get 6 weeks off in the summer and they retire young and they're more interested in enjoying their lives than working very hard. I wonder what you make of that and whether you think that that has contributed to the problems that Europe is facing right now.
Well, there is a French bashing and Euro bashing all over the world. But what is the reality? The reality is that if you put all the Eurozone countries together, this makes the stronger economy in the world, the strongest economy in the world. France is the fifth economy in the world. Germany is even in a better shape. When you look at the countries of the G8, most of them are European countries. Europe is a producive, a competitive continent. Our workers are skilled, they are trained, they are dedicated to their work. But it's true that we have also a social model to which we're attached. And that's what the Europeans can be proud of, this balance between social justice, social fairness, and economic performance. Those caricatures just look at the social performance or the social defaults, but they don't look at the economic performance. And I think that if you look at the figures, they prove easily how strong we are. But we can be stronger either.
But can that work-life balance remain when you're competing with East Asia and the work ethic that's going on in China and other places?
This question can be also raised when you think about the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
Nobody can compete if the only problem is the labor cost with that kind of countries. No. What makes the U.S. economy strong and what makes the European economy strong, even if there are other competitors now which emerge, is that we are capable of inventing, innovating, developing products that others can't. It's the fact that we have a strong educational system, that we have got a strong research, that our people are trained and skilled. And we must always keep that in mind. And that's the main effort that we must go on doing.
Well, Pierre Moscovici, the finance minister of France, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.